Chazal is saying, "Nitzubach has a shagav v'mi v'mi v'sechas v'achem da vav." In fact, there's a carbon which is offered not lishma, which is kosher but doesn't fulfill the obligation of the owner. Does that provide a kapara for the aver for which it was brought? Rav Shisha, the son of Rav Edi, said it would make sense that it does not bring the kapara, because if it did, then why would another carbon have to be brought? If it does not provide a kapara, then what's the point of bringing it at all? So the Rav Ashi explained that Rav Shisha meant to say, if it does not bring a kapara, we can understand why both kapanas are brought. The one offered not lishma is brought because it was a carbon that was made kadosh lishma, and the person later brings another carbon to get his kapara. However, if we say that the first one brings a kapara, why is the second one brought? Does an oiler bring a kapara for an assay that was violated after the carbon was designated as an oiler or not? Do we say that it's no different than a chatas and therefore will only bring a kapara for a violation committed prior to its designation? Or do we say that an oiler is different than a chatas and that a single oiler can serve as a kapara for many averis assays, many oiler, when it was over many assays, and so maybe it can also bring a kapara for an aver, for a violation of an assay that took place after its designation? And tomorrow we can answer from a brisa. The brisa says, the pasuk regarding oiler says, the somach, and this is Venirza, which suggests that the smicha is what brings the kapara. Now, we know that the kapara comes from the zrika, the offering of the blood, not the smicha. So rather, the pasuk is teaching that if someone is not careful with the smicha and doesn't do it, the pasuk considers it like he did not get his kapara, although he did get it. Presumably, what this means is that although he will have a kapara from the assays that he was oiver, before he designated his oiler, he will not have a kapara for violating the assay of smicha, because that did not happen until after the designation. Rava said, it doesn't answer the question. Smicha can be done until the shechita, which means that the assay of smicha is not violated until after the shechita. We know that the oiler cannot provide a kapara for an assay that was violated after the shechita. So one question, our question is whether it can provide a kapara for an assay that was violated after its designation, but before shechita, and that's not something that's addressed by this braisa. Sakhmar Rav Huna Bar Yehuda said to Rava, we can understand the braisa as meaning that the person gets a kapara even for the assay of smicha, but that there is no acceptance by Hashem, and it's not pleasing for Hashem, but the person does not bring another carbon. In fact, we find this in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the leftover oil used by the Kohen in Matzorah Tahara process should be put onto the Matzorah's head. Rabbi Akiva says, if it's put onto his head, there's a kapara. If not, there's no kapara. Rabbi Yechon ben Unni said, this is only a residual mitzvah, and therefore, whether you put it on his head or not, there's a kapara. But we consider it like there's no kapara. Now, presumably the Mishnah means that although there is a kapara, there's no acceptance by Hashem, and it's not pleasing for Hashem, but the person does not bring another carbon. We see this concept here as well. Rava said that's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means that if the oil is not put on the Metzorah's head, there's a kapara that comes about from putting oil on the thumbs of Metzorah, but there's no kapara for putting the oil on his head since it was not put on his head, and he therefore must still do that. Maybe we can answer the question whether an oiler can bring a kapara for an assay that was violated after the other was already designated from a brisa. The brisa says, or Shimon says, why are the male goats brought as karbanos on Shavuos? They're brought to bring a kapara for Tumas Mikdash Ugadoshav. Once the first one had his blood offered on his bech, why is the second one needed? So he says it's for Tumah that happened between this one and that one, meaning between the offering of the first goat and the second goat. Now, if the Tumah happened after the bringing of the first goat, it means that this assay was violated after the designation of the goats, and we see that the carbon still brings a kapara for it. And for the Gemara, the Brisa can be talking about where the goats were not designated at the same time, and the second goat is therefore mechaper for Tumah that happened between the designation of the first goat and the designation of the second goat. Furthermore, that would mean that the pasuk that requires two kabbalas to be brought is only referring to a case where they're not designated at the same time. So our Papa said, we're discussing kabbalas at Tzibur, and like Rabbi Huda in the name of Shmuel said, a carbon Tzibur does not get its designation until immediately before Shechita. This is based on a stipulation of Bezdin. Furthermore, Rabbi Yosef, the son of Rav Shmuel, asked our Papa, we find that Rav Shimon does not agree with this concept. Also, we find that Rabbi Yirmiyah asked Rav Zeira, does the second carbon bring a kapara for an assay that was violated between the Zrika of the first carbon and the Zrika of the second carbon? We see that they're asking about an assay that was violated after the Shechita, which would suggest that they were certain that an assay violated after the designation would certainly get a kapara. And for the Gemara says that this second question can be answered by saying that maybe Rabbi Yirmiyah was asking about both cases. Can it bring a kapara for an assay violated after the animal's designation? And if you say that it can, what about for an assay that was violated after the Shechita?